98.1 KZE, that was Alice Wallace with a song called Bonfire. And I had the good pleasure of speaking with Alice Wallace this afternoon here on the Midday Show. Alice, who the California Country Awards named 2017's Best Female Vocalist of the Year, will be performing this coming Saturday, March 28th, at 7 o'clock at the Phoenicia Playhouse. Tenture Street in Phoenicia, New York. And we've never met, but it's a great pleasure to meet you, Alice. Welcome to the Midday Show.
Absolutely. I'm happy to be chatting with you and so excited to be coming back to Phoenicia this weekend. It's been several years and I'm really looking forward to it.
It is part of Phoenicia. They have this wonderful series, if people aren't familiar with it. We've talked about it here on the air many times, called the Flying Cat series. And so you are just one of the many very talented folks who are going to be part of that series. And in fact, I just was on the phone yesterday with a friend, Ray Bonneville, who's going to be maybe the next. Do you know Ray's music?
I do know Ray's music and Ray himself. He's a wonderful human being. So,
It's very true. He is. So I'm looking forward. We're looking forward to talking to Ray next week. But we are lucky enough today to be talking to Alice Wallace. And I have a quote here from that I happened to catch on your website, which I think will get people. Well, they got a sample of your music, but I like this quote. It says, "Alice Wallace, whose steady tenor is shot through with Crystal Gayle's ache and Linda Ronstadt's country essence." That's not bad company to be in.
No, I like that quote also. I appreciate them comparing me to two of the great
Iconic.
singers.
Yeah, I mean, they're kind of icons from sort of country rock.
Yeah, and those are the artists mostly that I grew up on, and maybe add Emmylou Harris to the list and Dolly Parton and, even some like Janis Joplin for a little bluesy influence. Like I grew up with really great music thanks to my parents and started singing from a young age. And so my music is pretty heavily influenced by that kind of 70s country rock sound. And I just ha I think it was a great era of music, and I can't help but draw from it.
No, and do so proudly. And well, where did you grow up?
I grew up in Central Florida. My dad's from Florida, my mom's from California, so I grew up in Florida and then ended up in California in my mid-20s. My parents moved back out there and I followed them and spent a good chunk of time starting my career in Southern California, and then I moved to Nashville in December of 2019 to finally fully chase the
Make
dream, although
that.
of course it was 3 months before the world shut down, so it wasn't great timing,
Well,
but
you probably couldn't see that coming, though I don't know for sure. But you come well, some of our great artists from Florida, Tom Petty, of course, Florida boy, and
yes, I went to school in Gainesville. So, yes,
oh
Tom
my
Petty
goodness, there you
is the
go.
hometown hero of Gainesville for sure.
Yeah, well, as he should be. And your album, most recent album, which is called Here I Am, came out in 2024. So you obviously probably worked on this in the t during the at least some of the days of the pandemic. So it seems like you used your time very productively.
Yeah, I tried. I will say I wasn't as productive as some. Some people had three albums by the time they was done. And it was
Well,
harder for me to write when I didn't have audiences to play for.
I
But
see.
definitely the song started kind of just like marinating during the pandemic, and then I really started writing again once I could kind of hit the road. But a lot of the themes from the record are very like self-reflective because, yeah, those couple of years in the pandemic, when we couldn't do our normal things and were mostly trapped at home, it's just a lot of time to examine oneself and one's priorities and what you want out of life, and there's a lot of that in this record.
And how much do you hunger for being on the road? Is that a big part of what you kind of look forward to the most, or are you like a studio lady, or what's
Yeah, I will say performing live is my favorite part of being a musician, sharing stories behind the songs and really like connecting with an audience is my absolute favorite. I come in and out of love of actually being on the road, but the show parts of the being on the road are the best thing, and they are what keep me going in this industry that is at times very challenging. But when I get to play a great show, it's just
Right.
the best feeling that I don't know how to get any other way. And so, and last time I played the Flying Cat series a few years ago now, and it was a fabulous show. So I'm really looking forward to seeing those folks again, and hopefully a lot of folks will come out and hear what I have to say.
Well, we're urging them to, that's for sure. Well, we're talking to Alice Wallace, who is right now in Philadelphia,
Yes.
right? Or did you just do, are you doing a show there, or have you just
Well,
done a show, or are
I
you?
was going to do a show last night and it ended up getting canceled.
Oh,
But
no.
I was in Richmond the night before and it was a fabulous show. And I'm still in the sort of up and coming, getting to be known phase of my career. And so
Yes.
sometimes shows work out great and sometimes they don't. And
Yeah.
you
Well,
roll with the punches.
there's no way we're going to let that happen on Saturday night. We're going to all show up at the Phoenicia Playhouse and support you once again. And yeah, I mean, that's great if you could take that in stride and learn from it, perhaps even. But, you
You
know,
do. Yeah,
these
you
things
learn.
are.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Yeah, you learn kind of where you have your fan base. And Philly is a place that I've been experimenting with, but I haven't been very many times. So people don't
Right.
really know me yet. And it does take a while to get the word out. Unless you have $1 million to put behind a career, you just kind of get out there and you make one fan at a time. And I'm lucky to have some really incredible fans that I've built over the years on the road. So.
Also, as wonderful a town Philly really is, you know, and they certainly have their music history there. They have a whole sound, you know,
Yeah.
as it turns out, the sound of Philadelphia. But you know, you're coming up here in a few days to an area that is so infused with music history
Yeah.
and music. There's so many music lovers up here, so
Absolutely.
I think you'll have success. And you know, I'm sure really helpful to get on the radio when you can to also let people know. So
Absolutely.
that's
I
good.
really appreciate you
I'm glad.
speaking with me because I know getting the word out is such it's half the battle these days. And
Yeah, of course. Sure.
so yeah, I'm really looking forward to it. I'm sure it's going to be a wonderful show and it's so beautiful up there. I can't wait to come back to the area and
Yeah, it's always no, it's we're in a very lucky place up here. And I hope it, yeah, just hope the show goes great. And if you ever get a chance on one of your future tours or mini tours, I hope you can come by the station in person and play a couple of songs in person.
I know. Hopefully, I can get there a little early next time so I can actually
For
meet you.
sure. Yeah.
Not
Yeah.
just.
Yeah, we'll make that happen. We're not going anywhere. So once again, Alice Wallace will be performing her music and be singing her music at the Phoenicia Playhouse, part of the Flying Cat series, this coming Saturday evening, 7 p.m., which is located at the Phoenicia Playhouse, rather, is located at 10 Church Street in Phoenicia. And we're going to play another song from the album Here I Am, which you selected. It's called Imposter.
Yes. It's about that, that feeling that we're all so familiar with, that people we're going to be discovered for the frauds that we
Fraud that we
are
are,
in our lives.
oh, that good old imposter syndrome just lurking in the shadow right behind you.
It is. It is trying to sabotage all of our hard work, but we're not going to let
Well, good for you
it.
for writing about it, because you're directing sunlight at it when you do that. That's good. You're
Absolutely.
sharing, you're vulnerable, and you're sharing your anxiety with others, and that's the best way to conquer it, you know, by knowing that we're all in it together and we're all dealing with the same problems as well as successes. So,
Yes, I get very, very enthusiastic responses to this song during shows because people, yeah, everyone can
yeah.
relate to that feeling.
There you go. Well, I appreciate you and I wish you a great show on Saturday evening. Here's Alice Wallace with Imposter. This is 98.1. KZE.